USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis will reportedly launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk on Twitter. DeSantis' wife Casey shared a teaser trailer for the campaign launch.
They call it faith because in the face of darkness, you can see that brighter future. A faith that our best days lay ahead of us.
Musk teased the event, calling it quite an announcement, with an unscripted Q&A to follow the announcement. Investigations are underway as 60,000 pounds of toxic ammonium nitrate have been reported missing while being transported by train from Wyoming to California. Ammonium nitrate is the chemical that was used in the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. That terrorist attack killed 168 people, including 19 children. Manufacturer Dyno Nobel speculated that the chemical had fallen from the train car during its two-week transit to a rail siding at about 30 miles from the town of Mojave in eastern Kern County, California. The White House is backing off talks of using the 14th Amendment to skirt lawmakers' attempts to increase the national debt and avoid a default.
The White House continues to entertain House Republican lawmakers for talks over their proposed budget that slashes U.S. spending for key agencies and advances policy priorities that Democrats have called unacceptable. Late Tuesday, Republican negotiators released a report saying the two sides still remained far apart. The 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says the validity of the nation's credit cannot be brought into question. Meantime, a debt default deadline looms in early June. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The last instance of a default took place during the Great Depression in 1933 when the state of Arkansas defaulted on its highway bonds, which had long-lasting consequences for the state. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sportsbook and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, Chicken Dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Are you traveling this three-day holiday weekend? If so, be aware, you're not going to be alone.
Travel for Memorial Day weekend is expected to surpass pre-pandemic levels. More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel over the holiday weekend.
FAA is projecting more than 51,000 flights on Thursday alone.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his agency is working to minimize travel disruptions amid an ongoing air traffic controller shortage. I'm Skip Kelly.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to make an appearance at the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council Summit in London. The event started yesterday and will wrap up today. Topics include debt talks in Washington and global economic uncertainty. Speakers will include Yellen, UK Treasury Secretary Jeremy Hunt, Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey, and UBS Chair Colm Kelleher. We'll all take the stage today. The United States Park Police say a 19-year-old male driver was taken into custody after crashing a U-Haul truck into security barriers near the White House this week. He's now facing charges. They include threatening to kill, kidnap, and inflict harm on a president, vice president, and/or family member. The suspect was arrested in Lafayette Square Monday night. He's also facing charges of assault with a dangerous weapon, reckless operation of a motor vehicle, destruction of federal property, and trespassing. The driver was identified as Cy Verseith Kandula of Chesterfield, Missouri. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.